Yeah, look, there's a lot of excitement. Everybody's, as I said, a lot of people are excited about going down. The young fellas are really looking forward to getting down and getting the challenge and then seeing down the country. And it's, as a club, it's always exciting. You know, I always think these national competitions are probably for the committee and stuff like that to come with us and to get a feel for it and get a feel for the occasion. And moving in, obviously, the National League's in the back of our mind, it's a good feel for what's going to come. So we kind of see this as preparation for everything. It's a really good opportunity to get, obviously, into the next round, to the last 32. So look, the opportunity's there and the excitement's there and the buzz is definitely there. And that we can feel the energy and training on Tuesday and hopefully the same tonight and Thursday.
Yeah, what kind of squad are you taking down the road? I'd imagine, as you say, the vibe is probably very lively around training these days. A big away day is exciting, as you say, for the younger crowd especially. Is everyone fit and raring to go?
Yeah, look, listen, as the story of our season, we have a couple of people carrying a few knocks and that's just the way football is at this stage of the season. But we have everybody fit and I probably will take a couple of younger players with me for the experience. As I said, moving on, looking at the National League, I think it'll do them really, really well. And I want to bring that energy and I always have that thing that somebody gave me a chance when I was very young to play. So I always have that in the back of my mind that, you know, sometimes young fellas might make a mistake, but their honesty and hard work will make up for it. And I always think you need to bring real energy with you when you travel away, and that enthusiasm spreads through the group.
What about your opponents on Sunday, Clonmel Celtic? Have you been able to find out a bit about them, or how much do you know about them and the challenge they'll possess?
Look, and not really in the last couple of years, but on former years, they've done really well in this competition. And their league form this year has been a mixed bag. They're a really young side, so that unpredictability of a young side, as the man says, keeps me up at night, because if you were playing a more settled side, you would know what you're going to get. The results probably haven't been what they would want them to be through this season. You know, in the last couple of years, they've kind of had a bit of a mixed side. I know they have a couple of injuries and they have a couple of guys coming back from what I've been told for the weekend. So it's like everything, it's probably their last chance at silverware like ourselves this year. So they'll do everything they can to get a fully fit team out. So that's the challenge. And you're going down there into a ground that we don't really know. We know, obviously, it's the home of John Delaney and the pitch will be in really good nick and the facilities will be good and look, the weather's to be good on Sunday. So that first 25 minutes should be helter-skelter, and it's about staying in the competition, especially when you travel so far in them first 25 minutes, and that's the most important thing. But like anything, in any game I ever talk about, I always give them a wee bit on the opposition, and that's just for a mindset. But I just fully focus on what we're going to do and what we're going to bring. Like as I say, I travel down the road with Gareth Harkin with me, and when you take somebody of his quality with you, you know you've got a real chance to win any game. He's been outstanding for us this year, and you know, with his experience and his leadership and his standard setting, you know, I feel we're in a really good place.
I believe if you do manage to get the job done against Clonmel on Sunday, I think you should have a home match then against Rathkeel of Limerick or Killarney of Kerry in round 5. Is that maybe an extra wee motivating factor that you potentially have a massive game at the Dry Arch around the corner should you get through Sunday?
Oh, absolutely. I think you always have to use those tools to motivate players, not that they'll need any extra motivation, but to, you know, maybe to get into the last 32, to possibly get into the last 16. That game is at home. It's a massive carrot, absolutely. And home fixtures are really all you sometimes want in this competition, even though we're away this time. You know, to have a home tie just means the travelling's less and it means you're just more settled. But look, you know, it is definitely a motivating factor, but now hopefully it's something that the boys won't think too much about. We'll just be fully focused on getting to the next round, because I am a man that believes you can only do one thing at a time and you can only be sternly focused on one thing. So the players will be just worried about kickoff on Sunday at 1:30 and that's where their mindset will be.
That's it, and it goes without saying, but you mentioned earlier a wee cup run now going into the summer months would be the best possible preparation for that National League starting in August. So competitive matches through the summer would definitely be ideal heading into that.
Oh, absolutely. Competitive matches, you know, would probably give the boys a couple of a week's break and then get them refocused for that second round tie, we'll say possibly on the 24th of May. So it definitely would be something that would keep the whole squad ticking over all summer and for preparation for the National League, it would be ideal. But also, in life sometimes over the summer, there's a lot of other things happening. So, but to have a cup run like that and their focus would be really good. We'd keep the whole squad focused and tied together nicely.
Finally, Mickey, it's obviously a very exciting time to be associated with Bonnygee United with the new league on the horizon and maybe a wee cup run into the summer. Sunday will be a massive game, but hopefully this is just the start of these kind of trips and games against high-quality opposition for you.
Yeah, as I said at the start of this, you know, this is a kind of a little tester for the club and the committee of what, you know, the National League's all about. The National League's all about, and senior football's all about travelling away. We know in Ireland, in any league you play, I mean, you just have to do the bus journeys and they become part and parcel of the preparation and the lifestyle of playing at the National League. And if you want to play at the top table, it's something you have to embrace and you have to enjoy doing, and it has to be part and parcel. So for me, as I would say, it's a good practice run maybe for the club and the players of what's to come. But no, it's definitely really exciting moving into the National League, and you know, the club and everybody around the club and myself personally are really excited to see what way it unfolds. And as I said many times before, but the, you know, the collapse of the senior league, this is really exciting, and hopefully, you know, for everybody in the Northwest, every club entering it goes really well, because as I say, you need that energy and you need competition and you need derby games between ourselves and Letterkenny and Cork Hill, and you need that real enthusiasm for people, you know, who mightn't, we'll say, come to the Bonnygee or we'll say Cork Hill or Letterkenny to buy into it and come and watch these standard of football matches. I think it's going to be really good for football in the Northwest to do.